Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. One of Massachusetts' most vocal proponents of legalized marijuana was in court today, charged with distributing marijuana. Bill Downing of Reading has been providing marijuana and cannabis-related products for years, ever since Massachusetts voters approved the use of medical marijuana back in 2012. According to the Boston Globe, police say in these latest charges, Downing is accused of using medical marijuana laws to conceal the illegal distribution of marijuana. Downing spoke with WBUR 2 years ago when he was acting as a so-called caregiver, providing medical marijuana to patients from his home. He was open about violating the state rules that at that time allowed only one patient per caregiver. Here's an excerpt of our interview with Downing.
I have four kinds of marijuana right now. This is called Elvis.
What is that good for someone medically?
So this would be good for somebody who's looking to calm down, keep random thoughts from taking them over. You know, anxiety, for instance, would be very good for this. And to some degree, pain.
So how many patients do you have right now?
Over 350.
350. And don't the regulations say you're only supposed to have one patient at a time?
The regulation violates the statute.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. The statute allows for caregiving. The regulation does not.
A few months after that story aired, Downing told WBUR that police warned him he was a robbery target, and he shut down his home operation to run a delivery service. He also sued the state, alleging that it was blocking patients' legally mandated access to marijuana. We reached out to Boston police, and they declined to comment on Downing's hearing this morning, saying only that it's an active investigation. The district attorney says the case has not reached its office yet. Well, joining us to tell us about details of this is John Swamley. He's Bill Downing's lawyer. John, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what happened at the hearing today?
The clerk magistrate took the matter under advisement and asked us to provide a further legal brief either by this Friday or next Wednesday, and then set a deadline for when he would render his decision. If we got it in by this Friday, he'd try and get the decision out next week, and if we got it in by Wednesday, he would take until after the Super Bowl.
Really?
So that was the what we were told. And we don't know whether we'll be able to get a brief together by this Friday, but we'll try. And
We're having some technical problems. I hope you're not moving, John.
Nope, I'm sitting still, and okay. If I'm not talking loudly enough, I will.
Okay, great. So tell us about this legal brief. What do you plan to argue?
Well, the argument is that what the law is designed to cover is not what Mr. Downing did. And just to be clear, there's a big difference between what he was doing now and what you described in the lead-in, providing marijuana through Yankee Caregivers, the organization he created after the medical marijuana law became viable. And what he is doing now is marketing a product, or what he was doing when in the past year when the Boston Police Department engaged in multiple undercover buys of CBD oil. CBD oil is a cannabidiol. And it is a cannabinoid that is produced by the low THC hemp plant. It's a commercial hemp plant product, and it is legal federally, and it is legal according to the manufacturer in all 50 states.
So essentially you're arguing that police were cracking down on his new operation, which I believe was called something like CBD Please in Alston.
CBD Please. He opened a store, and he put out a press release before he opened the store, telling everyone exactly what he was going to do.
And this was non-psychoactive properties of cannabis used in various products, essentially hemp oil, if you will.
Yes, it's a little more detailed than that, and it is itself an oil derived from the hemp plant that is not a THC product. It's a CBD, which is a cannabinoid, but it is a cannabinoid that doesn't get you high, mm-hmm. basically. And it is sold and marketed in the United States by a number of companies, manufactured from the stalk of the industrial hemp plant.
Mm-hmm. And so will that be your argument, then, that what he was doing was legal and there was no reason for this?
Indeed. And in fact, there's a moral argument, too. How come when we are headed as a state towards legalization, and by November, I would submit that we will have legalization because it'll be on the ballot and people will, I think the polling is pretty clear, it will pass. Why are we trying to attack the people that are the most vocal proponents of legalization right now when the whole state is moving in the opposite direction? And we've spent an enormous quantity of money investigating. We've had the Boston Police Department's Drug Control Unit conducting buys for over a year at an establishment that can't get you high.
And you say none of those products, not any of them, could be considered illegal or Class C substance. I believe those are the charges. He's charged with distributing Class C.
Here's the interesting thing. THC as a chemical compound is listed in two different schedules of both the federal drug law and state drug law. And the THC that they are looking for in Mr. Downing's product is so minuscule that it really doesn't make sense for them to be engaged in this investigation or prosecution if they're trying to prevent people from getting high, because you can't. And so really what they're doing is they are punishing Bill Downing for being a vocal advocate of marijuana legalization. And there's really no other explanation for targeting him, because you can go to many other locations in this state, even today, and go buy CBD oil. Hmm. You can go to the Hempist in Harvard Square and buy CBD oil.
But you would have to prove that there was some sort of pattern here. I mean, if there is even traces of THC or illegal substances, obviously there is something to hang a legal case on. And so,
Massachusetts law requires there to be at least a 2 or 3% quantity of THC in marijuana for them to be able to prosecute you under the Schedule C. There isn't any percentage like that. In fact, that's one of the things that became clearest in this hearing today, is that the government took hemp shampoo. They took
$126,000 in cash. Is that right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the products that they are seizing, and they seized his inventory basically, and they seized the inventory of the money that he uses to buy his inventory. Mm-hmm. But they seized an inventory of a product that cannot get you high.
I understand.
There's not enough THC in it to even register. Most of what they tested negative.
We are out of time, unfortunately, but John, please keep us posted as to whether you get that brief done by Friday. John Swamley, criminal defense lawyer in Boston. He's representing Bill Downing in this case. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.